Blog Talk Radio.
Hendrix. Yeah. I woke up like this. Point live from the fucking car to bed. I ain't talking about big money shit. I ain't talking no more big money shit. I ain't talking no more big money, bitch. Reporting live from the gutter, high body motherfucker talking big money shit, bitch. Straight up out the gutter, never had shit. Now we got 90210 on our address. Talking 6 mil just to get an asset. I know the tears still falling down on my last bitch. This money made me hungry, I'm a savage. I seen the stars lining up, you couldn't imagine. I watched my bro give up on me like a marriage. I went back inside the attic, counted up and started laughing. I went back inside the attic, counted up and started laughing. Cupid licks hanging on my wrist, I put some welfare. Wake up in the house, I look up, I see bells everywhere. I see girls everywhere, I see scales everywhere. I see hell everywhere, I get mail everywhere. Walked inside the booth and came out in a Learjet. A fiend for that lean, I ain't started drinking beer yet. They bust a trap, I live there. Came out clean, I ain't clean, my nigga still there. Just imagine you were living lavish and they still there. Wake up in the crib, pool, sitting on the hill now. I just need some niggas with me, that's what keep it real now. Got a lot of pretty bitches, I just pay their bills now. Money make her feel good, but now she make me feel good. Don't forget that guala out in your...
Hendrix.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Ron? Anybody else calling yet? Man, you salty ass motherfucker, man. You got salty as shit real fast. I was just fucking playing a joke.
I was just fucking around real quick.
I was, because your ass took forever, dude. I sent you a fucking invite an hour ago, punk ass. That's what your ass get.
If I wanted to play lobby, I would have just signed up for it. Come out first play, I'd be like, Cody, you want to lab? Yeah, let's lab. He come out and run a wildcat option pitch that he invented. It's like a wildcat sweep, and then he pitches it to the extra back. He's like, oh, yeah. Just gay.
Yeah.
You don't get nothing from that. You need to spend more time labbing sim concepts, homie.
I'm fine, bro. I'll do all right.
You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, bro.
You sure?
I would have still been in the playoffs had I not had to use a fucking stock playbook.
Because Ghanim cooked you, and he ain't even good.
Like I said, I had to use a stock playbook.
Yeah, lab that stock playbook. None of that Ocean's 11 shit, homie.
You just salty, bro. You just salty.
Created wildcat sweep pitches. What the fuck are you doing? Is that what you spent your lab time doing?
No, bro. No. Like, I ran. So, I added one of the wildcat.
You should take steps
formation.
Five. You should take steps
I added,
five. Be the lobby tournament pitch series.
Dude, no. I saw T. Blair running fucking wildcat. So I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna try wildcat. See if it's hitting this year."
Oh, he inspired
so like
you.
He inspired me to try wildcat. I haven't tried that shit since like fucking 2001 or some shit. Nah, but anyway, so I ran the power or whatever, and then like I was getting tackled, and I accidentally flipped the ball. Fucking running back caught that shit and just took it. I was like, "What?"
So you were like, that hit nice. It's nice and lobby, like, nice and unrealistic. Let me run it again.
No, I just knew it was unrealistic. So you kept fucking around and taking forever. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try this shit on BP round one here and see what happens.
That makes sense. Considering I could have labbed it in the lobby and played against less lobby shit than what you drew up. But
that was the first play of the game and you quit. No, you were salty as fuck.
Yeah, I don't
like
play.
I said, I did that shit as a joke.
Why would I ask to lab against lobby shit?
Well, I asked the lab 2 hours ago, and you were like, yeah, I'm on. Send it. I sent that shit and sat there in the fucking lobby for 45 minutes waiting on your
dick. So you got mad and
so
decided to whip out your, you decided to whip out your finest lobby
that's
shit.
That's exactly what happened. I got mad, so
you
I was like,
to, you need
this,
to spend
dude.
Your time labbing sim shit, bro. Sim shit.
I do, bro. That was one play.
Nah, you got inspired by T. Blair, which is already very gay. And then you came out and were like, let me add to this. I'm going to try an option pitch.
Yeah, dude. Okay. That shit hit, though, dog. That shit hit.
Oh, yeah. That's a big hit. That's a great hit in the lobby. I could have played in the lobby.
Yeah, dude. I'm
a, summer
I may put out. I may put out a YouTube video on that, though, for real.
You should. Just don't put it on MLG's channel. We don't co-sign that shit.
No, hell no. I'm going to put that on fucking...
Next
I'm
going
to pass that shit to one of these attorney players, dude. I'm going to pass that shit.
No,
like, yo, this is that new hot shit.
It. It's yours. You invented it. Own it. You came up with the best lobby run of the year. Good for you. You need to master some sim runs.
Dog, I'm fine. What are you talking about? I had one loss this season, and then another loss in a fucking playoff game that was ass backwards the whole game because...
And then,
like,
I had one loss, pause, you know, period, da, 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 da. And then.
I have one legit loss, and that was against Matt. That was it. That was the only loss I had. And I shouldn't have lost that game. It was a fluke.
How is your loss not legit?
I mean,
when you have,
what?
You lead the league in DCs, and then you come out with another DC and be like, I was forced to go standard playbooks.
It wasn't.
Of course you were.
It had nothing to do with connection issues. It was my fucking playbook causing defense.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
Because I added in like two formations and it fucked up my playbook somehow. So I had to go back and revert to my old playbook that I had saved, and then
I know
fix it.
I know. Who else on?
Nobody, bro. Me and you.
These dudes.
Over here talking bullshit.
I'm
over here
talking
that bullshit.
Man.
Yeah, where's everybody at, though? I'm about to hammer
anybody,
these fools on the
anybody trying
page.
To shit.
I'm trying to talk shit to you, old punk ass.
You ain't got shit to talk to me. You out. You talk shit to God.
The only reason you ain't out is because we ain't play each other.
you want to be like Stez, huh? Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, my ass. Who's the last person to beat you in the playoffs? Probably
oh, my
me.
God. Matt
probably
15
me.
Reaches are at an all-time. God damn.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I ain't really got no shit to talk, bro. I'm about to.
I know you don't. You don't have an angle.
Dog, I have one loss, bro. Get the fuck out of here. You acting like
one loss.
Fucking...
One loss. Excluding what?
One loss, dude. I have one loss all year.
Excluding what?
Excluding the playoff game.
And excluding what else?
That's it. That's the only thing.
So you had three, right?
Huh? Oh, it was a fucking.
Lost...
I was on vacation. Does my
right,
team
so you...
losing count as me losing?
So you had three losses. You want to count
my,
one?
Yeah.
You want to exclude the one that you lost in the playoffs?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hell yeah.
So Garim didn't beat you?
I couldn't run any of my shit at all.
Whose fault is that?
Not anybody's. It's fucking EA.
Not anybody's. Just your playbook. You just said it was your playbooks.
Yeah, I know. It's not my fault that you can't put in certain formations with other formations without it causing
So let me get this straight. It's your playbook fucked up, but Ghanim wins, and it's not your fault. He was at the same disadvantage as you were.
Why? Hold on. Time out. So why can't I create a playbook with all the plays that I want in them? In it and be able to run a game without it desyncing. How's that my fault?
Why can't you beat Ghanim with a stock playbook when he has a stock playbook?
I don't know. I mean, I probably could. Not,
that's what I'm
how
trying to figure out,
went.
Too. I'm
not how that game
like
went that
are.
Time. We restarted. First off, he had a field goal, so I gave him his 3 points. Well, he didn't even have a field goal. He didn't even kick a field goal yet, and we got desynced. He was like, it was like third and, it was like, no, it was like fourth down. It was fourth down, and he didn't even kick a field goal. We got desynced. So when we restarted, I gave him his 3 points, even though he didn't kick a field goal yet. And then on the next, he had the ball. He scored his first drive, desync, right when he scored. So I gave him 10 points on the next restart. And then
right.
We used stock playbooks, and I was already down 10 going into it. So with a stock playbook.
And then what? He went with a stock playbook, right?
Yeah, but he was already up by 10, dog. He didn't have shit. All he had to do was just maintain.
What quarter was it?
Play defense. He played. I mean, he could play defense.
You can't overcome 10 points and a half.
Dog, have you seen his offense? All I'm going to ask you is, have you seen that dude's offensive roster? It's hard to score with somebody that's got an offensive roster.
It's
like
funny.
That,
it's funny. Dudes want to brag about how they
Calvin,
got the best team.
He's got Calvin Johnson.
Dudes want to brag about how they got the best teams until they run into somebody and get outplayed.
I said I had the best team. I said I got a good defense. My quarterback is great.
He beat you. Like, if one dude has a custom and one has a stock, cool. But if y'all both got a stock, it's even.
Yeah, it was
stock,
even, though.
Bro. You got to count that. You can't disregard
that. Yeah, but
that.
What I'm saying is I had a game plan going into it. I had a game plan. I couldn't run my game plan, so I was like... I was twisted.
Obviously.
I mean, if you saw the stats of that game, those stats don't look like anything compared to the stats that I had throughout
the
whole season.
What would the final score would have been?
What was it at
yeah.
the end? I think it was
no,
like 31.
What would it have been if you had played the whole game?
We did play a whole game.
So what was it?
I think it was like 31-20 or 31-17 or some shit. But remember, he had the extra 10 points after the restarts. So
he had the extra
10 points off.
That you granted him, or that he earned?
No, he earned, but he also got extra time. You see what I'm saying? Like, so
oh
we played
he,
roughly.
He got extra
fucking,
time. He got extra time with a lead.
Yeah.
No, you got extra time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is that... Anyways, it doesn't matter. Who's on the line? 732.
Look at... You are hilarious, dog. The person
who's
with the lead has extra time. Look at him. Look at him changing the subject.
I'm not changing the subject. Like, it doesn't matter, but... Either
so
way,
who,
like
who
if you weren't, if you weren't able,
or the team
if you weren't, hold up, time out. If you weren't able to run your fucking playbook in the playoffs, you would feel the same.
No,
fucking
you said,
way.
Cody, you said he got extra time, but he's winning. Who got extra time?
Okay,
the losing team or the winning team?
He got extra time. Plus, he got the ball back at half. So, like,
no, but Cody,
he
who
had
got extra time?
He had
you
extra,
were losing. You had more
okay.
time to come back than what you had. You didn't get extra time.
That.
He didn't get extra time. You did.
I understand that.
No, you don't understand that because you said he got extra time. You
yo,
got extra time.
Me in.
We both,
yo, am
we
I
both,
in? Am I in?
We both got extra time. Yeah, who is this?
Oh, my God.
Up, man. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? He got extra time and he down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you talking about, dog?
You got extra time to come back, Cody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Are you talking
I know
about?
That, but with a playbook that I wasn't comfortable running.
But that's
so,
not what you said. You said he
I
got
couldn't.
Extra time. He had the lead.
We both got extra
that's
time.
That's in the dance
too. That's what I said.
Oh, you God, are
it,
twisted.
It,
I ain't
hold
even
up,
watch
come up, come up.
Because I ain't
it,
watch
out
again.
It benefits you if you know the if you know like you're about to kill it on offense. But I couldn't run my shit. So literally,
no, Tom, you broke out of stock playbook. You broke out of stock playbook because your custom was breaking the game. So it's
your
fault.
Because the game
if he was winning and the game was extended, you got more time to come back. He has more time to hold off a lead. You're at an advantage.
But defense is easier when you're playing with a lead plus a guy that knows playbook.
You are
a
reach god right
is
now,
it not?
Bro. You said he got more time with the lead. That is an advance to the losing team.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So
if I had my playbook, I would agree with
that. Oh my god! This nigga talking in circles, bro.
Hey, Cole.
So E-Dub, this is supposed to be a Super Bowl preview. And you talking about this bullshit?
Yeah, change the subject. That's a very wise idea, bro.
I'm just saying, wise idea. This is what I'm gonna do to shut that whole conversation down is. Everybody, like their custom playbook, everybody has a playbook where they build off of. I think you could use that playbook and then competitive in the game.
I started with an empty playbook, dude.
So what is the advantage, Cody, if you're losing?
That I built off of that has a lot of my plays in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, I didn't start like that either. I started with an empty. You can download it.
I can go to a fucking regular playbook and be like, okay, a lot of my plays are on here.
Cody, so let me ask you this: your playbook caused the game to glitch. You were losing, and he had the advantage because he had more time to hold the lead off. You had more time to come back. And because your playbook caused the game to break, you both had to go.
No, I didn't say he had the advantage.
He had the advantage.
I just said it was a bullshit. I didn't say it was an advantage. I said I said it was a bullshit loss. I'm saying it was a fluke.
Oh
like if we played straight up with our playbooks, I would have done a lot better. He may have done a lot better as well.
You were losing by 10 with less time. Why would you have done better?
Yo, Cody.
Because I would have had my playbook, bro. Who's 347?
This is the
you
man
have
that
no bars,
man.
Dog. You have zero bars.
Oh, what I got, Nene?
You have zero.
I'm not saying he didn't.
Your best
bar
is the change of subject bar.
I told him he done his thing. Like, he played solid-ass defense. But
you told him he done his thing, but
I think
you told the radio show that you don't count it as a loss.
I think it would have been a better game had we been able to play straight up.
Yo, Cody, don't worry about that game, man. You'll see me next season, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Ghanim?
Yeah,
that's Ghanim.
Ghanim, before you got on the phone, he said he don't count that as a loss.
Now, he got dominated that game. Ain't nothing he could do to win that game.
Thank you.
Ghanim got me twice with the same play, bro. I was like, wow, this play is really wide open like that, yo.
Oh, it was that trips over, like, deep post?
Yo, I was like, wow, this shit is really open like that. Yo, I played zone on it one time, and I played man on it the other time. That shit was still open, yo.
Yeah,
was it Megatron?
Cobb.
I shaded my cornerback the way he was.
I remember the play. You hit E-Dub with that touchdown like right before half with it, right?
Demaryius Thomas. Hold on.
The turning point in the game was when EA hit him with that.
EA hit me with the same bullshit. What are you talking about, bro?
It was a different play, but I'm saying, like, that was the turning point in the game.
No, that was the turning point. I give EA props. I can't even front with that, son. That shit.
What were you running that play, bro?
I was in quarters three deep. There's no way
he could run three man. What did you run? What three? Or did you run three man?
Three deep man.
You ain't had no three deep man up there, bro.
Thank you, EA. He did not run that shit, bro.
I can show you my playbook. It was quarters, three man.
You ran a cover three.
No, hell no.
I called a running play. and I saw you had no deep safety up there, and that's when I called the audible and I threw it deep to Demaryius Thomas.
Yo, EA, go rewatch
Listen to me, dog.
I wouldn't lie to you. Go rewatch the play. It was quarter three deep. At first, I bumped because you was going to run, and then I backed my coverage off. You burned my safety and my nickel DB with Demaryius Thomas in the slot. What are you talking about?
You must have called the wrong play.
You must have called the wrong play because the last play showed up.
It was at the, Ron. It's at halftime. The play at halftime before halftime. It was DT in the slot, and he ran a streak.
That's what I'm talking about. He audible three.
It's not drop. It was man three deep. It was a man three.
It was
play,
not, bro. I'm telling you, you called the wrong play because it was cover three on the last play.
No, I didn't call it cover three, man. It was man three deep.
You would not have scored on that three man deep.
Yo, my safety was in the middle. It was 3D.
You can't go three man deep. You can't go three man deep with 10 seconds in the game, bro. You better drop everybody back. Fuck man.
I know. I'm not arguing. I said you made a good play. I'm just saying. I'm telling you the play I called. I was never in the cover three.
Demaryius Thomas is like pound for pound. Like who the fuck is Odell Beckham? Like I don't know that nigga.
Man, you absolutely right.
What I love about EA is, like, EA is a true Giants fan. Like, this dude will go down in flames with Ryan Nassib, bro. Like, when I accidentally tuned into that Giants game, this nigga got Ryan Nassib in every league, dog.
Yeah.
This nigga is so committed to the Giants, he got the Giants backup quarterback, dog, in every league.
But that's my lead. That's my leeway in building a team, though, man. You feel me? Like, Nassib cheap, you feel me, and I know I can play with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can build a team off of that.
I know what he can do, and
I know what he can do. You know what I'm saying? So, I just build off of him.
So, you got his deep accuracy to 83, son. He's like the best quarterback in the game.
Ain't nothing
you could do about that shit. What can I do?
It's throwing power 88, though. It don't matter.
What's so funny is, like, that you got that nigga nice, but you had to earn it because he might be 83 deep accuracy now, but he probably start off in the 60s.
No, that nigga was 63, bro. 64, my bad. I'm lying. 64.
So that means you had the middle and short pass.
Middle and short was good.
20 on the deep. Pause.
No, I left it at that. I don't even touch that because his middle and short is like 84 and 85.
It was 84,
so
85, yeah.
No, but I'm saying in the games. I'm saying in the games to win those early games, you're undefeated. So you, unless you were just throwing deep balls kamikaze, like
no,
you probably had to just win and win and win to get that shit up.
I wasn't, though. Motherfuckers know when somebody be like, yo, this nigga only throw deep all day. Nah. You know, most of my shit is, you know what I mean, short, intermediate, and shit like that.
Yeah, you check hella slams. I was watching that game versus Ghanim. This nigga, EA, got a mandatory one check slant. It might be two or three, depending upon the play. He got a slant. He got two or three slants with a post over the top of it.
Always.
That's like his
and
number
that's
one.
That's just always open for some reason. It's always open.
I'm going to tell you why it's open, because that middle third safety, like, he does not, for some reason, break on. Like, he will have that one post threat, and he will get undercut for it every time.
The safety plays retarded in this game. I should have just
I got something for that, though. EA been running the slant post concepts for a couple of years. I got something for that.
But that
I'm actually want to see that matchup, though. I ain't going to front, man.
Let me tell you something, though, Ron, though. That's why you put your best route runner in that. You know what I mean? You know how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? You're probably better at the game than I am. You know what I'm saying?
You heard that.
I know what works. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the difference. I will give you that. I'll give you that
probably,
all day.
You probably know football better than me because – you played it longer than me. You feel me? I played to high school. You played to college. You feel me? So you know concepts. You know what I'm saying? But I've been playing Madden since fucking, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, 91, 90. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is going to be the highest rate. Hey, we need to get at least How many viewers is the MLG Super Bowl record? Like 15? 14?
There's going to be a lot
know.
Of viewers.
It's pretty
man.
High.
We talk to each other all the time, though.
We need to get some views up to like 15, 18, dog.
If y'all are playing at noon, ain't nobody watching that shit. Well, I will be watching it, but like a lot of people will be working
could,
shit.
We could push
noon.
It back. Like,
let's push it back, man. Let's play it like 5 or 6.
We could push that shit back, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm free all day tomorrow, man.
We can play whenever because I feel like
Ron,
what happens is normally in the league, when you get to this point, everyone's like, just play tonight, play tonight. So you run through the whole playoffs in 2 nights just so everyone can get back on their league. But it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl. Like, this shit need to be viewed and geeked up, man. Like, honestly, everyone that was in, like, the conference championship games had a good-ass season. You know what I'm saying? That shit's not easy to do. So
yeah.
let these niggas get their little shine, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they deserve it. Like,
I got a lot of fucking draft picks coming up too, bro. Like I'm drafting all these because my offense is set. I'm good.
Hey, if this draft is as glitchy as they said, these receivers and corners gonna be fast as shit,
bro.
Yeah,
I've been 2 drafts already, man, and I drafted a fucking 6'4" wide receiver with 94 speed and 95 jump in the fucking. What, a 30-second pick overall.
And you about to video game that nigga to death.
Nah, I don't do that shit, man. I work my guys in there, but if the nigga open the beat, yeah, I'm good.
I hate that you got Todd Gurley, dog.
I mean, you can get him and shit if you talk. Let me tell you something about your boy, the nigga that got the motherfucking Chiefs, bro. I gotta call him out, yo. This nigga.
Call him out,
bro. What's his name? New Chiefs owner. Right, right. His last name
the
right.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Calvin.
Whose last name is Wright, Cody?
Calvin Wright.
Calvin.
Yeah,
Wright.
Yeah.
This motherfucker said, "I will give you." Landon Collins for Todd Gurley. Straight up.
Yeah,
but how is that
Collins
a bad trade if you're not a Giants fan?
Because
huh?
Landon Collins is ass on this game. He's got like 60, he's got like 62 zones.
Four zones from the rip.
EA, dog,
yeah.
You're a Giants fan. Like,
I'm a
how,
Giants
you
fan,
can't
but
even
I'm
judge
not,
that trade real.
I'm just saying, I'm a Giants fan, but I'm not gonna give up Todd Gurley, a fucking once in a lifetime halfback.
Oh, I agree. I thought you was going the other way. My bad. I thought you was going the other.
No,
way.
No. Hell no, nigga. If I got motherfucking Landon Collins on my team, nobody's touching him.
No, Gurley is the real deal. Like
Gurley's
and all that. Gurley has speed, truck, all the moves, all that.
He's a fucking god.
On the game,
god.
On the game,
he's
good.
God.
Hell yeah, Gurley's good on the game, bro.
Yeah.
If you only look at a few attributes, Gurley's not that good, but he has juke, spin, truck, straight line speed. Like he ain't
now,
really.
Now Gurley definitely nice in the game, man. The next back that's good in that game is Gordon.
Yo, but Gurley,
and I got Gordon. That's what's funny.
Tevin Coleman. I think Tevin Coleman is one of the better rookie backs on the game because of his.
Tevin
he's
Coleman.
Got everything.
Imagine when Freeman get that up with that update. If somebody ever fucking decides to do a fucking update.
Yeah, roster update for Freeman. Yeah.
I'm just mad they made Jamal Charles 92 speed. Like, that was part of when EA was going through their little transition. This nigga Jamal Charles should always be 96 speed at minimum.
But I saw your offensive line. Oh, my God.
They finna get ran through.
Yo, your offensive line, Ron, is crazy, bro.
Crazy good or bad? Them niggas are sorry.
No, crazy. Nah, your offensive line is good.
Yeah, but check this out. Nate Solder is out for the season.
Oh, he out for the season?
So when you start mixing and matching people, it's not that good. Like, it's solid, but, like, it's not doing anything crazy.
Nah, EA Ghanim's got a fucking Ghanim's got a crazy ass offensive line.
Nah, Ghanim's got a squad, dude.
Yeah, if you look at if you look at Ghanim's offensive line, that shit is crazy. They're like there's nobody rated under 86 overall. They're all really good.
His my offensive line is not that good. Like my right side, that shit ass. I got
his whole offense is just crazy.
Barber and some other bum nigga on the right tackle side. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm going defense and I'm going offensive line. I don't need no wide receivers. Shit, I got fucking Demaryius Thomas and what's his name, Cotton, and Tyler E for that tight end. I'm good.
Yo,
what?
Wait, EA, who scored for you before the half, bro?
Huh?
EA.
Yeah.
Who scored for you before the half?
DT.
Demaryius Thomas scored for me.
Damn, man. Why y'all be giving these good dudes good trades?
Did he get him in a trade?
Y'all need to quit trading people in good players' trades. Like,
nah, that was a good trade that I made with Demaryius Thomas.
Okay.
I gave up Muhammad Wilkerson and Julian Edelman for Demaryius Thomas and Kent Carradine.
We need to turn injuries up. I don't have one. I have one player injured on my whole team.
I got Derek Carr injured right now. Still, that motherfucker. Oh yeah, and that was another thing, Rod. I was playing my fucking backup quarterback.
Man, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Nah, he did play with his backup quarterback, man.
I don't care what he's playing. Your playbook caused the game to crash. Your playbook caused the game to crash.
And that's for Madden being a shitty ass game.
Oh my god, this nigga right here, bro.
Damn, Cody.
You can't just
live,
your opponent and say he outplayed you?
Word, Cody.
I told him, man.
I
told him he outplayed me, but he won't outplay me next time we play.
Okay, but
damn,
you said the lost count.
Cody, we both had stop playbooks, man. We both had stop playbooks.
Take out a whole fucking session, bro. Fuck it.
No.
What's the matter?
How you going to tell him that he outplayed you, but then you're going to tell the show that loss don't count because it was bullshit?
Cody don't like losing me. That's what happened.
Cody,
what'd you say?
Fired.
Sorry.
God damn.
Sorry, I went out. What'd you say?
Cody a good dude, man.
Cody, how you going
to
tell
him that
he lost to me, man?
No, it totally is. You went fucking like 14-1 or some shit. I'm not saying
people I lost to was EA and Ron this year.
Exactly.
I'm saying he had
a great season, bro. The only people who lost to was twice to me.
All I was saying is that to me, I think our next game will be better.
I'm gonna have my flavor too, so we were both off our game.
Like you threw like three or four interceptions.
Twice to me.
Twice to me.
Oh, don't worry, EA. I got you next season. You beat me twice by the same score, so I got something for you.
What does that mean?
Oh, shit.
Yo, EA, I swear to God, these dudes be coming up with the cleverest. He beat you by the same score twice. What is that point for an optimistic future for you about?
Yo,
man.
Hey, Ron. And I gave him
more
time to come back.
Dog, what do y'all be talking about when y'all lose, dog? That's where the guy y'all be like, nah, but it's different because I lost by exactly at the same amount of time in the game. So that means that if I lose by 14 next year and it's less time, I will have it. What are you talking about?
Ron just filling himself because he finally made it back to the bowl.
Yeah, he
probably hyped me up.
Cody, do you know that I
won the same amount of Super Bowls last year as the dude that won the most did?
Yeah, you won the first two and didn't make it again
exactly.
The whole time.
And it looks like I had a terrible season because I'm used to winning them all. It doesn't matter. You didn't. Did you win any last year?
It's a lot of new talent.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. From people talk to me like I had the worst season ever last year, and I had two rings. For those that don't know, I usually win every single ring. I'm not gonna win every single one every year. What are you talking about?
All I'm saying is when you lose a game,
you're the first one to come up with a lot of excuses.
Yeah, for real. Stay alive.
When you do lose a game, it's like everything under the sun calls you to lose a game. But when another person says some shit like that, you're like, nah, fuck that. You lost because you suck.
But Cody, you said that loss didn't count.
Man, I wasn't shitting fucking with when Ron told me that one play gonna make a game. And this motherfucker went for it when he wasn't supposed to.
Listen, when I lost to Brandon Britt, what did I say on the page? I had one loss this year. I lost to Brandon Britt. I said, good game, bro. You outplayed me.
Well, you ain't
what do you want me to do,
dog? Brandon Red did decent, bro. He's pretty good, man.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Like, I lost one game this year, and I gave my dude his props. What do you want me to do?
And then you talk shit on the radio show about how you and your girl broke up and all this other shit, and you wasn't focused. And you were drunk, and you're fucking
It's not about that. I'm gonna tell you why it's not about that. It's about giving your opponent his props. He outplayed me.
I gave him his props on the page after the game. Just
you
like
said the game didn't count.
I said that on the radio show, just like you just said the same shit on the radio show last radio show.
Cody, I'm gonna tell you one thing, bro. You better chill. He got his shooter, Larry Evans. His shooter is right outside of your window.
For real. He's right outside right now.
His shooter is right there. I'm in the car, bro.
Like, literally, the games that I have complained about have been games when I fumbled. Niggas ain't fumbling like that this year, dog. Like, I have gotten beat this year, not in this league. I've taken, like, two losses all year, and I have nothing to say about them. I'm turning over a new leaf.
I haven't seen a lot of guys fumble either. I don't know if it's because – I don't know what the reason is. The only person that I see making – or causing fumbles is Stabs. Like, he forces a lot of fumbles, but, I mean, that's just because he always strips, goes to the strip. But
he's also a fucking hard one guy, yo.
Yeah, that's also risky on this game, though, because you break a lot of tackles doing that shit.
Let me give you an example. T Blair, when I lost to T Blair in the playoffs last year, he beat the dog shit out of me. I had nothing to say, dog. Nothing to say. And it was similar to how he beat JSD this year. And JSD was like, this is hilarious. I was like, what's funny? This nigga is dialing you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference if you fumbling or, you know what I'm saying, you getting bullshit, or if it's legit. Like, if you beat someone by 4 scores, you beat the shit out of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference. Like, to me, T. Blair beat the shit out of JSD, but that's just me.
Nah, what's JSD admitted to that shit. He texted me, he's like, yo, he beat the shit out of me, man.
But on the page, he was like, this is hilarious, madness, getting me. You know what it is? People got to stay off Facebook for like 2 hours after a loss.
Yeah, just come and come forward as far as like, I got my ass whooped.
Yeah.
I swear to God, unless
I get 5 holding calls and fumbles, if you beat me, I ain't going to say a goddamn thing.
Yo, this is the first season. Like, I'm in like, what, I'm in 5 leagues and how many in the off season? 1, 2. It's 2 in the off season. This is the first season that I haven't won the Super Bowl out of their first 2. That shit's odd.
It's odd, yeah. This is a different league, boy. You ain't won shit in this league yet. Till you won a crown.
Nigga, I ain't seen you win shit. So you ain't win.
You ain't seen me. That's the dumbest argument of all time. I have like 12 rings and won two last year. You don't have to see me win shit.
I want to see you.
You will see me win shit tomorrow. Let's get that straight. Second of all, you don't have to see me win shit. That's disrespectful.
That's good.
You have factually not won shit.
That's good for you. And all actually,
you got selective vision.
I hope you don't motherfucking sit up there and motherfucking run the motherfucking cheat ass fucking fourth down fucking fake, bro.
The fourth, you still heard about that? That game
you
I won by
that's
three
the only
or four
time
scores.
You beat me in the playoffs, bro.
Bro,
that's the only.
You still mad about that one play?
You took a long time to answer that question because, or that statement because you was like,
yeah,
you know
I
what?
Can't answer a statement, bro. I didn't know a statement had a time limit. Ask me a question.
You had to think about it. You had to think about it. You know what?
You said a statement. What do you want me to think about?
You still want to think about it.
Think about what?
Hey, this is level 40.
That cheating ass shit that you did.
I won that game by three or four scores.
Bruh. You won that game by fucking two scores. You won that game by 14 points, right?
You remember, not me. It don't stick in my memory because I won.
Of course
you're
going
to
take three or four scores because it's you. You're dramatic. You're a dramatic fucking queen, bro.
So 17 and 14 is a big difference? 17 and 14 is a big difference?
It's a big difference. It's fucking three scores, bro.
It's a big difference. 3 points is a big difference now.
Three scores, three possessions is a big difference. You don't score
3 points
possession.
Is three scores
I
and two
got
scores.
I got the ball in great field position. What are you talking about? No. You took the
still
whole
mad.
Fucking, you
still
you
mad about
that.
That.
Because that's the only time you beat me in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm mad about that. What are you talking about?
Who is bringing up? I've had Madden 15 brought up three times tonight.
You said what?
What are y'all
I've
talking about?
Last Madden brought up three times tonight. Why are y'all mad about that?
Nobody said nothing, bro.
Nobody said nothing about Madden 15?
What?
What do you mean, what? You just brought it up.
I'm just saying, like, you. That's the only time
yeah,
you're
just
the
saying.
Playoff.
Y'all bringing up Madden 15. I'm talking about this game.
I fucking stomped you out in the playoffs.
When?
Did I not?
Yeah, who that, TD?
Did I stomp you out in the playoffs? Yes or no? Answer that question. It's a simple question. You can say
is
yes
EA?
Or you can say no.
No, you never stomped me out in the playoffs.
I never stomped you out in the playoffs. Good shit. Keep fucking
okay,
that
so
shit,
what was the
bro.
Score? Since you remember and I don't, what was the score?
Check that league, bruh's up, dude.
I don't remember. What was the score?
Stomped you out, bro.
You remember? So you remember when you
it was
won
over
by 10, 17 but you don't,
points. It was over 17 points.
You don't remember
it was
what
like
you won 30, by.
31-14, some shit like that.